Earlier, I talked to Sydney Torres of Ivy Waste, and we have been in a discussion about who deserves the best contract for cleaning up the French Quarter. And apparently, Ivy Waste and Sydney Torres have done just an excellent job. I also, it was also mentioned by Sydney Torres that Oliver Thomas has a relationship with Troy Henry, who is with Henry Consultants, and Henry Consultants is fighting to have a contract to clean up the French Quarter, but Thomas Henry is not in the waste business. He would subcontract out. Because of that conversation, Troy Henry called the station and wanted to get on the air. Troy, what is it that you wanted to clear up about this?
Well, wow, there's a significant amount of misinformation, and I guess and I didn't hear it. There was some music playing, so I didn't hear all of your statement.
Okay.
But it's my understanding that there's a significant amount of misinformation that you provided. First of all, Oliver Thomas doesn't have anything to do with the contract that we were selected for the city of New Orleans. It was done by the sanitation department and the executive branch of government. How you roped him into a decision that was made by the executive branch of government, I don't understand that at all.
I didn't do that. I didn't make that connection at all. The only thing I said is that you apparently have a relationship with Oliver Thomas.
I have a relationship with every one of the council members.
Okay, so what concerns me as a citizen of New Orleans, and you know this as well as I do, this city is history of the city is littered with relationships with council members or with mayors, and people get favors because of those relationships. And so citizens are concerned about relationships and contracts. And if there is nothing nefarious about it, if it's all good and clean, then you need to talk about that.
I am talking about it. And by the way, I don't know why it even came up as something that wasn't done proper. I mean, the city ran the procurement properly. It was done by the sanitation department.
But you had a problem where you were subcontracting out because you're not in the waste business. And the person you were
First of all, you don't understand the scope of the work. This project had 10 specific areas of scope. Trash pickup was one of 10. Okay, so if you look at all of the scopes of work, you'll see that my firm is eminently qualified. The one item that we chose to subcontract out of the 10% of the scope of the work is trash pickup. And so you guys have decided to focus on that one 10% as though that's somehow some magic bullet. Listen, we were evaluated and we won hands down the procurement because of our overall selection of services that we're going to provide. Now, you know, you can think about it that you got to have some vertically integrated company that if you don't do it all, that there's something bad, but that's dumb. That's like you saying a general contractor building a house, if they don't have their own plumber, their own electrician, then they're not a valid general contractor. Or Shell Oil, if they don't drill the oil, pump the oil, and everything else, they're not a valid oil company. That's kind of dumb. So we selected the things that we're best in class at. By the way, I've never heard you guys recognize us for the work we've done at the airport. The airport has been recognized as the cleanest.
Well, wait a minute. Let me clear something up here,
okay.
Henry. Troy, I'm sorry. This is not about you. This is not about attacking you. This was about having a conversation about who cleans up the French Quarter. This was never an attack on you. It was never an attack on your company. It was about asking questions. So Freddie King said on the air that the council approved your contract, but it was never certified.
The council did not approve my contract. The city and the mayor and the city attorney's office approved my contract.
Okay.
And then a judge ordered the council to sign my contract.
Okay, so what happened? Why did Sydney Torres get called in? Why did Sydney Torres get called in over you to clean up the French Quarter before the Super Bowl?
There was a temporary contract that was put in place because the council did not sign our contract.
Okay. But you made it sound like they approved, you made it sound a moment ago like they approved your contract. So I was
the city of New Orleans and the mayor and all of the bodies approved the contract with the exception of the council. Because of the council's refusal to sign my contract, they had to go to a temporary contract. Okay. Okay, and to insinuate that we're not qualified, we clean up a portion of the French Quarter already. My company, Henry Consulting, does. We clean up all of the CBD, all of downtown. I never heard one comment about us and the job we did around when the Super Bowl was here and everything else being impeccable, right? So to think that somehow we're not qualified to clean up the French Quarter, but we can clean up every other part of the city, is disingenuous, okay? We won it fair and square. We won the procurement fair and square. We beat every company, Ivy, Waste Pro, every last one of them. Why? Because we have a very, very strong offering that we proposed to the city, and we were selected. And all we've been saying is give us the opportunity to do the job that we were selected to do.
Okay, so if they select, so the mayor and the city, but not the city council, selected you to do the job.
And that the city council wasn't involved in the selection process.
The mayor was.
The mayor's staff, not the mayor. The mayor doesn't get involved in procurements, obviously. But the sanitation department, the CAO department, the finance department, a whole host of, you know, subject matter experts inside of City Hall selected the best services provider for the entire 10 categories of work scope.
Well, okay? I'm at a bit of a loss because I don't know about your record in the CBD and downtown. I used to live there, but I don't live there now, and it wasn't that clean when I lived there. So this was a few years ago.
Don't represent that I'm not qualified.
Well, I don't like the idea that somebody is firsthand in the business and then somebody is going to subcontract. Because if you subcontract...
Hold up. That means a Shell is not in the oil business because they hire Halliburton to dig their wells? Is that what you're saying? Because I take out of the 10 scope items, I take one of them and choose not to go into that business that now somehow discounts me or disqualifies me? Because, by the way, when Mr. Torres and Ivy Waste submitted their proposal to the city, they proposed with subcontractors as well. So that means that they're no longer qualified as well?
Well, I've seen Ivy Waste trucks in the French Quarter. I would check your facts.
And you would see that their proposal proposed subcontractors as well.
Why can you do a better job than Sidney Torres?
What makes you think Sidney Torres is the gold standard?
Well, because of what I have heard in public. Okay. If you've got information that I don't have, then you give it to me. That's fine. That's why you're on the air.
Listen, I won. I don't have to somehow compare myself to Sidney Torres.
Well, you have to do a better job. You have to do as good a job as him, or you're going to look foolish.
Well, give me that opportunity, and let's see how it works out. I mean, I'm not going to look foolish. Look, to think that you're insinuating that somehow, because it's us and not Torres, it's somehow going to be a step down in performance. Please. Well, ask the airport. Ask the airport, who's now been voted the cleanest airport in America for the last 5 years, if there's a degradation in performance from their previous contractor or any other airport in the country. Ask the folks downtown in the CBD if there's an increased performance or a degradation in performance. So before you insinuate that somehow the gold standard is Ivy Waste, let's see what happens when Henry Consulting takes over, okay?
Well, if we know what happens now, and if people seem to be happy, I mean, I haven't heard an overwhelming number of complaints about Ivy Waste. Why should we take a chance?
Because I'm the selected firm. I won.
But why did Sidney Torres get called in to do the job instead of you?
Because the council didn't sign my contract.
Okay, why didn't the council sign your contract?
Now, that's something you got to ask the council about. Well, my opinion, this council had no right to not sign my contract, but they didn't.
Okay. They had to have reasons. I mean, look, this is a new topic for me, so I don't know everything. But I let you on the air to talk about this.
Well, look, I don't normally listen to your show because I own my own radio station. I own WBOK.
Yeah.
So I don't usually call into here. I usually call into my own station.
Well, it's a shame that your station's as biased as it is, but I'm not going to get into that discussion with you.
I'm listening to a biased DJ or whatever you call yourself right now. I mean, listen.
I'm a talk show host, sir.
Okay, talk show host. I'm listening to a bias because you're making assumptions about.
I'm not making assumptions. I'm simply saying from my.
I've got to live up to Sidney Torres.
Well, I think you. If Sidney Torres is doing a great job right now, and you want to come along and do the job, then you need to do as good a job as him, or you're going to look foolish.
What about if I did a better job than him? You guys act like that.
I would give you credit. I would give you credit for that.
Okay. Well, then say that.
I'm very fair.
He's the gold standard. So he's done. I will tell you, he's done a good job. Okay. I will tell you, Henry Consulting will do a better job.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I will tell you. That's why we were selected and he wasn't selected.
All right. But the city council, I'm going to need to find out more about why the city council didn't go with you. And when I hear that you have a relationship with Oliver Thomas and Oliver Thomas is running for mayor, it brings up questions, Troy, because of the past in this, and it's not your fault. The past is not your fault.
Yeah, but you guys only make those assertions when there's an African Americans involved.
That is a lie. That is a lie. That is, you're lying, sir. You're lying. You are lying. I'm not going to let you. I'm not. You're lying. You're lying. You don't speak for. You don't
have a relationship with Joe Geruso. Why haven't you brought that up?
Because I didn't.
I have a relationship with Elena Moreno. Why haven't you brought that up?
Because
why is it all of a sudden that with an African American business owner has a relationship with an African American council member that all of a sudden you insinuate that there's something nefarious?
I think
or
it's really
going on.
It's pathetic that you're playing the race card because I don't know that you. I don't. Let me talk for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know that you have relationships with those other people.
You just said I have a relationship with Oliver.
Let me finish. I don't know that you have relationships with those other people. I know through Sidney Torres, which he said on the air, and I go by what I hear, that you had a relationship with Oliver Thomas. I didn't say it was wrong. I just said I get curious about relationships when people have relationships with people in the city or with city council members because of our history. You're not part of that history. You may be the greatest guy in the world. And I have never said anything other than just questioning why you should get the contract if Sidney Torres is doing a good job. And if you think you could do a better job, then I guess it's your job to convince somebody that you can do a better job over Sidney Torres and that you deserve the contract. In general, I said I am curious about people who are not in the business and they're going to subcontract something out, because if you subcontract something, you're going to get paid a certain amount of money. And chances are you're going to keep some of that money and you're going to pay the subcontract that you're involved with, you're going to pay them less because that's how you get paid. That's what happens with subcontracts sometimes. So that's I have a right to question. I have a right to ask questions. I'm a talk show host and I have a right to ask questions, and that's all we're doing. And by the way, in the same way that your station doesn't let everybody on the air, I didn't have to let you on the air. So it is to my damn credit that I even let you on the air here, sir.
Great. Thank you for letting me on the air. I mean, listen, my station doesn't.
Okay, what are the other nine? What are the other nine areas that you're involved in?
The other nine areas in this contract?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't looked at the scope of any of them?
No, let me know.
Orphan bag removal.
I'm sorry, what?
Let
me start over.
Orphan bag removal, waste receptacle removal, street sweeping, street flushing, pressure washing, sidewalk maintenance. Just thinking off the top of my head, what else is there?
You don't know by heart? And you're questioning me,
man,
that I don't know?
I own seven companies, okay? I own seven of them.
Good for you.
All right? You expect me to memorize? I'm 64 okay. years old, man.
Wait a minute.
Okay?
Look, don't play the age card.
You're trying to catch me in a trick bag?
No, I'm asking you a damn question.
And everything you just mentioned, Troy,
is what Ivy Waste does. All these 10 things.
That's why they lost. They were qualified to bid. They lost the bid. We won the bid. Can't you understand that? Ivy Waste was qualified to bid.
But the city council didn't approve you. The mayor's people approve you, which means the mayor approved you because they're all puppets of the mayor.
So now you're characterizing me as somehow being the beneficiary of a bias.
You know, all you're doing is playing cards, Troy.
I'm asking you.
Shame on you. No, I'm not doing that. You're making that stretch.
I'm a puppet of the mayor now?
I didn't say that. I said
I'm the beneficiary of a mayoral decision?
I'm not going to continue this conversation because you're continuing to play the card. If you want to make those assumptions, then you've got a guilty conscience and you're making those assumptions. I'm simply saying that the mayor's people are puppets of the mayor. And I didn't say you were a puppet of the mayor, but if you want to put those strings on yourself, you just did that.
So who do you think should make the selection? And if it's not the sanitation department,
it should be the city council. The city council, because those
are
the elected officials. Those are the representatives of the people.
Qualified to do
the city council
isn't qualified to hire a sanitation company. Are you crazy? No city in America does a city council hire a sanitation company. None. Do your homework.
They do a lot of. The city council approves a lot of contracts, don't they?
They do not.
The city council does not approve contracts.
In New Orleans Parish, the city council just gave themselves the authority to approve city council contracts that the mayor lets. For the last 100 years, the mayor's office has generated every single contract that comes out of City Hall. Every one of them.
No wonder the city's in the shape it's in.
Well, hey, look, run for mayor, and then you could change that. But the way it's
and
been
by the way, and by the
years,
way, what about your past? What about your past, Troy? What about let's talk about your past?
Let's do it.
Oh, not Oliver Thomas. Let's talk about Oliver Thomas's past.
Well, you can talk to Oliver Thomas about his past. What about it?
Okay.
Oliver Thomas, to me, has been a great council member, right? What about him? You got something bad to say about Oliver Thomas?
Yeah, well, people are suspicious of this because Oliver Thomas, in his character, made a mistake that led him to prison.
Okay, congratulations.
That is in his,
so did Donald Trump.
Okay,
congratulations.
Well, hey, you're not going to get me to argue that point.
Okay, so people make mistakes. That doesn't mean that they can't redeem
but
themselves
they need
and
to,
then run
but,
for office and be a public
servant. Realize, I realize that, and I'm going to give Oliver Thomas a fair shake in this mayor's race. But that is part of who he is, and he's going to have to convince the voters, and he's going to have to do the right thing as a city council member when it comes to dealing with everything involved with his city. I'm surprised to hear the city council does not do more in terms of approving contracts. This is not my area of expertise. But
well,
I do the best I can to be fair, and I never said any of the things that you or maybe somebody called you and told you I was saying stuff that isn't true, because a lot of people say things that I say that I don't really say.
Well,
and it's really,
maybe
really
you don't realize
sad.
How it's being interpreted.
No,
perhaps.
Well, maybe you shouldn't interpret things, and people who have a guilty conscience tend to interpret things certain ways.
Okay. Well, you could say that if you want. I respect your opinion on that, you know. But all I can tell you is, look, I run one of the largest African-American-owned businesses in the state of Louisiana. I've never had an aspersion cast upon me, and I'm not going to allow it to be cast upon me. And to say somehow that I received something that I did not earn is not fair, and it's not correct.
Yeah, well, I didn't
and
say
insinuation,
that.
And I'm saying even you, but to insinuate somehow that my firm is not capable of doing a better job than another firm is, even though I was selected as, by far, hands down, the best provider of that service for the city, is not fair.
I don't trust the mayor's people. So, you know, you can get the approval of them all you want, but that doesn't win me over. The mayor has been a terrible leader of the city. She's taken advantage of opportunity after opportunity to stick it to the citizens of this city, and she's not a good example, and her people are puppets.
I guess so you think they shouldn't have selected Torres for the emergency contract, temporary contract then, because they're not good selectors. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that, but why did they not choose you? Why, when it came down to the emergency of getting the job done, well, why is Sidney Torres doing it?
Because the city council did not sign my contract.
Then why did the mayor pick Sidney Torres over you?
Because we had the best bid.
Why did the mayor pick Sidney Torres over you?
Oh, on the temporary contract?
Yeah.
Low price. Cheapest guy won. There were six bidders. Cheapest guy won.
Okay, so he's doing it for less, and apparently he's doing a good job. And you even admitted he's doing a good job. So why spend more and go to you?
No, because it's a different scope of services.
But everything that you mentioned that you remembered about what you do was all involved. It's all under the umbrella of waste control, of waste management.
No, it's not waste control. It's sanitation services.
Well, but everything you mentioned, you talked about 10 different things. It's all under the same umbrella as waste.
Okay, well, that's your definition, I guess. Most people in the business call it sanitation services.
Well, you call it what you want. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And Sidney Torres talked about, you know, doing the streets and the side streets and all of that. That's all part of what he does.
Sidney won a temporary contract. Congratulations to Sidney. I won the long-term permanent contract. Congratulations to Henry Consulting.
Okay, so
we are now ready to execute our long-term contract, and we are prepared to do that.
When are you going to take over?
That's going to be determined by either a court, the executive branch or the legislative branch?
So the executive branch, that would be the mayor. So the mayor can make the decision to go with you over continuing with Sidney Torres.
You're asking me or you're telling me?
No, I'm asking you.
I think the mayor needs the council's signature on the contract. The mayor's already made that decision.
Ultimately, the representatives of the people, the city council, makes the decision.
Perhaps, or a judge has also ruled that the city council must sign my contract.
But if you're so good, and if you're the perfect person for the job, why is this involved with the courts?
because the council did not do the job that they were supposed to do, which is administrative responsibilities to sign my contract. So the court ordered them to sign my contract, just as the mayor signed my contract and the city attorney signed my contract. The court ordered the council to do so.
All right. There's a lot that I need to learn about this.
There is.
And I will.
I would appreciate it. Look, you can feel free to call me and learn about it. I just want to make sure that you hear the right side of the story, not just some biased side of the story.
No, and that's why I let you on. No, that's why we let you on, because we didn't have to. But we let you, because you know how radio is. You know talk radio. You don't have to let people on the air if you don't want to.
That's exactly right.
All right, so we let you on the air. I doubt that your station would let me on the air. Not that I want to. Not that I want to go. But anyway,
why do you guys think that? You know, there's stop the shadow that you're trying to place on African American.
No, stop that. It doesn't. It has to do with behavior. I never talk about race. It's about behavior. And you played the race card, and that's a shame.
You played the race card earlier. I have an African-American-owned business. I have an African-American-owned radio station. And you send a message to your listeners as though we have some level of either we're lower class or that we exercise some level of bias.
You know,
now, we have so many guests on that are non-African-American, it ain't even funny. So to be able to insinuate that we're not open on WBOK to allowing white
What's really interesting is that I never said that. It doesn't have anything to do.
Landry's been on our station.
It doesn't have anything to do. I think that's commendable.
So then who don't you think we allow on our station?
I got to wrap this up, and I'm way beyond a break, so I'm not cutting you off.
I get it. Look, I'm in the business. I know how that works.
But
don't insinuate that we're somehow biased. Okay,
Insinuate
that.
Okay. I will not. And I will learn more about this. And this is going to be part of discussions that come up involving the city. And I'm a talk show host in this city, so I'll be talking about it. And we'll be talking about the mayor's race, and I'm sure all this will come up. Troy Henry, I appreciate you taking time to call. We were happy to have you on the air.
Thanks a lot. No problem.
All right.
Bye-bye.